the busier travel days of the year, relatively smooth. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Minimal delays reported at airports around the country on this day before Thanksgiving. The airline saying because they were prepared.
Airlines for America, which represents the major airlines, saying, quote, carriers have made significant changes to improve operations, including proactively adjusting schedules and hiring aggressively. U.S. airlines now have more employees on board than pre-pandemic. But this Thanksgiving, travelers are not getting a vacation from inflation. This year, Americans are paying on average almost $100 more per ticket than they did last year.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Flight operations were suspended for a time at Cleveland Hopkins Airport. Fox 8 in Cleveland reports after a driver plowed through a gate in the airfield fence and then onto a runway, damaging some of the lights before trying to flee on foot. He's in custody. The flights are back on. Police have identified the man they say opened fire on co-workers at a Walmart store in Chesapeake, Virginia last night as shift supervisor Andre Bing. He'd been with the company a dozen years.
Six victims, with at least three survivors, hospitalized, leaving the community on edge.
That could have been me. That could have been any of us.
Still, no known motive.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reports Bing died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In Moscow, Idaho, police say the evidence they've collected in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students is voluminous.
Police say they have collected over 100 individual pieces of evidence, taken 4,000 pictures, many 3D scans, conducted 150 interviews, and received 1,000 tips.
But Fox's Dan Springer reports 10 days since the killing, police have still not identified a suspect. Alaska has reelected Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Congresswoman Mary Peltola as the results of the ranked choice voting system are finalized. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Georgia's new abortion laws back on the books after a ruling from the state's highest court.
The state Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling that stayed Georgia's ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, so around 6 weeks. Earlier this month, a state judge in Fulton County said the six-week ban violated the state and U.S. Constitution at the time Governor Brian Kemp signed the law in 2019, which was before Roe was overturned. The state attorney general quickly appealed, and now the state's highest court has put the ban back in effect while the legal case plays out. 7 out of 9 of the justices said they agreed to reinstate the abortion ban for now, with one judge not weighing in and another disqualified from participating in this legal ruling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is reported to be considering a request from the Justice Department to be interviewed in the special counsel's investigation into the invasion last January at the U.S. Capitol. Pence was presiding over a joint session of Congress at the time, certifying the Electoral College results. He has already said he has no intention of speaking to the House January 6th committee, believing that to be partisan. They're clearing 6th Avenue and inflating those big balloons in New York City.
Tens of thousands are expected to line the parade route for Thursday's 96th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
At this time, I will tell you there are no credible or specific threats to New York City. to the Thanksgiving Day holiday or any of the surrounding events.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell with that assurance Wednesday afternoon. However, recent incidents have officials on high alert, including threats to synagogues in New York. Authorities are alerting tourists to expect greater police presence in high traffic areas,
such as nightlife locations, holiday markets, religious institutions, shopping centers, and the Rockefeller Center Tree.
NYPD Counterterrorism Chief Martine Matarazzo. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.